This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated. Get this, we're approaching 40 years of knocking out almost 40 years of radio presence. What am I talking about? September 2024, I'll be celebrating 40 years on the radio. Straight up, I thank you so much for tuning in. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. Of course, when I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion. I mean, I could fight at one point in time. And I'm an award-winning boxing writer. It means at one point in time, I could write in my life. Bottom line is, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? You know a little bit more. So if you want to tweet me or hit me up on X, you can. The address is not average Pedro. Well, last night, of course, yesterday in Saudi Arabia, pretty good heavyweight fight, but the Chinese guy, Double Z, got to give him some props. I gave him no chance. I thought that Deontay Wilder would be able to. Now, I didn't say I didn't give him no chance, but I thought at one point in time where he was approaching 300 pounds that the discipline just wasn't there to become heavyweight champion of the world. I didn't think that Zhao Zhang had the zeal. I didn't think he had the drive in him. But obviously I was wrong because last night he sort of stopped Deontay Wilder, actually throttled the bronze bomber. Of course, the bronze bomber dropping to 43-4-1 now. 42 KOs. A good fight for about 30 seconds. Then you sort of knew what was going on. Size matters to two things, pornography and combat sports. And guess what? This time I was wrong because I thought that Deontay Wilder would be able to catch one right hand in there. But guess what? He wasn't. Props to the Chinese national. Of course, the Chinese people are going crazy across the pond. More power to him. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're going to the ring and talk about results and more after the break with Tommy D. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Just what do you think of him as a fighter, huh?
Well, his footwork's lousy. He can't counter punch. His timing stinks. And he doesn't breathe properly.
But you like him as a person.
Well, he has a nice smile.
No, they weren't talking about Sir Thomas Dillamuth. We'll get to him in a couple of minutes. Of course, he's shot calling for the Sunday show. But last night, Double Z, talking about Zilzang, now 27-2-1, 22 KOs. Of course, Ice, the Bronze Bomber, retired Deontay Wilder, as I said earlier, 43-4-1. Pretty, what can I say, it was a climactic fight. I mean, listen, some generations just pass on. I mean, you know, this is what you call evolving. Boxing's evolving. We're coming up with another generation, although I didn't think the guy that would beat Deontay Wilder would be older than Deontay Wilder, but he is. He's like 41 years old. At the end of the day, though, he was a better fighter, no doubt about that. Now, revenge on the minds of Nick Ball last night. Of course, Nick Ball got screwed against Ray Vargas in the WBC 130-pound title fight about 2 or 3 months ago. Anyway, Nick Ball from the UK goes down there and fights Raymond Ford. Raymond Ford's favored over him at 126 pounds, I believe, and he comes away with the title 115-113 twice, and one judge had it 115-113 the other way, but the fans had it 115-114 for Nick Ball. More power to Nick Ball, man. That's right on. I really think that that's really good because sometimes you get screwed in boxing and you never, ever get to come back. But guess what? This guy made a quick comeback, no doubt about that. Now, Dimitri Bivol was the winner last night, but much, you know, sort of much expected, but he got a knockout. He hasn't knocked anybody out since he knocked me out and probably in sparring. But the bottom line is he beat Malik Zinad, undefeated over Libya. He beat him inside the distance, no doubt about that. Not a big fight in my mind, but he kept him busy. Now, Danny Dubois stopped Phil Hrgović. Of course, Hrgović coming in the 4-1 favorite, I believe. Of course, Hrgović undefeated and white, and of course, but he bled like a pig. I mean, he looked like somebody stabbed him with a fork. Bottom line is he was bleeding all over the place. Fight was stopped. Danny Dubois back in the heavyweight mix. Rumored to be an all-Britain fight with Anthony Joshua. I don't know. I'm not a Joshua fan. But my next guest, of course, I'm talking about the shot caller, my first guest here. I want to get corrected by the impeccable one. It's my first guest, not my next guest. But the bottom line is my first guest, of course, is the Sunday shot caller, Sir Thomas Dillamuth. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing well, Pedro. How about you?
Pretty good. Did you hear my friend Kinch referring to you a little bit earlier before the when he came in there?
No, I didn't.
You missed that one. That was good. Of course, Hogan's hero. Straight up. Let's talk the main event last night. Of course, Double Z Zhang did what he had to do. I mean, he showed that Deontay Wilder had absolutely nothing left, because even when Deontay connected with that right hand, it just didn't look like a lights out type of right hand. This looked like got there.
Yeah, he just looked like he had nothing. Like he had no snap in his punches. He just looked, you know, he still looked a little bit hesitant. You know, at times he was trying to throw, but I don't know. He just had no snap on his punches. The jab, that left hook he was trying to do, nothing was there. Like, you know, it seems like this may be it for, you know, Deontay Wilder.
I never threw many hooks. And the reason why was when you throw hooks, you sort of get that you leave yourself open, especially against a guy that is as your size or bigger than you. And Zhang was pretty good countering when he did. I mean, I thought all in all, it was a significant performance for the Chinese national. And guess what? China is the biggest country in the world. When I went over there and did the first boxing card in the People's Republic of China back in 1993, February 1993, I think they call it the Brawl at the Wall. I think that's what we called it, the Brawl at the Wall of China. But anyway, we went over there, brought Ali with us. Leonzo Barber defended the WBO 175-pound championship. But the bottom line is, it was the first boxing card ever in the People's Republic of China since 1949, when Mao Zedong and the communist takeover outlawed boxing. Now, what I'm trying to say is, now, that was 1993. Now, it's 2024, and they've got themselves a number one contender, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They got themselves a champion, you know, or a contender, right? He's not a champion yet, but and I think he deserves a shot at one of the sanctionings. But he's gonna have to wait, because it looks like we're gonna get another rematch, undisputed. It looks like the IBF may, you know, let Usyk hold that title, and you know, he may have to wait his turn. You know, you still have Joshua Dubois looking for a shot too. So and it kind of stinks, because, you know, Zhang, I believe, is 41 years old, and you know how much time, you know, or he has got left in his tank, you know.
So. I think that's what they're doing with David Benavidez. I think they're trying to let him get old.
They're trying to wait till he gets to like 45 years old, and maybe Canelo will fight him.
I'm not trying to say he's a current day Archie Moore or this and that, but you know, he's just being avoided, and it's pretty terrible. We'll see what happens when he has that fight in June, of course, later this month, for the WBC interim 175-pound championship. But back to Bivol, and take that back. Let's talk about, let's say, on this heavyweight fight. Now, Deontay Wilder, he's done. Sweep him out. And this is sort of what happens. I mean, guys come, they go, they get old. Deontay Wilder's been a pro since 2008, bro. Do you realize that's 16 years?
Yeah, and to his credit, he started boxing late. I believe he started boxing about 18, 19 years old. He made the Olympic team, and on that team, I think he was the only one to come back with a medal.
A bronze.
Out of all the Americans, you know, the bronze medal. But he was the only one to medal out of the whole American team, if I'm correct. I could be wrong.
Well, that's because the Americans can't fight. No, here's what's up. They're teaching Americans how to box with, like, to touch, with the amateur boxing thing, touch. You know what I'm saying? And they should mix it up, a little pro, a little amateur, to put it together. But the amateur boxing in this country is lacking. Listen, back, say, 25 or 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, 70 years ago, there were amateurs in every era. The New York Golden Gloves was the hottest amateur championship in the country, yes, without a doubt, man. And now it's nothing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know what contributes to that. You know, I think a lot of it is these guys, they don't want to, you know, go through the work of going, you know, fighting in the nationals or fighting in these tournaments. They want to, you know, turn pro or whatever the case may be. You know, because there's been fighters that could have been in the Olympics that didn't, you know, choose to. Then there was COVID also. And, you know, COVID,
amateur boxing in this country was hurting before COVID. Emmanuel Stewart and I talked about this about a decade ago. And it's just, you know, I mean, Olympic boxing is not as part of the, I think they're trying to, they were talking about eliminating boxing from the entire Olympics.
They were, yeah, you're absolutely right. They were talking about eliminating it. But the reason why I say that with COVID is because I think Shushu Bruce Carrington was going to be on that Olympic team, and you know, he didn't get to fight in the Olympics, and I think he would have came away with the gold. I think he's phenomenal. I think he's going to be great. You know, he's already a great pro now, but you know, I think he's something to look out for.
Okay, Artur Bedibev, when he comes back, he's still going to be the prohibitive favorite over Dmitry Bivol, right?
I would still favor him. Yes.
Okay.
I just think, you know, I mean, Bivol got a knockout last night against somebody, you know, to his credit, this guy upset like two guys in a row, you know, the guy from Libya. But, you know, he didn't really fight anybody special, you know. You fight, you know, and he hasn't knocked out anybody since he knocked you out in sparring.
That's right.
Right.
So, that's right.
You know, I don't think he's.
You know
that.
You know what? You know what? Yeah. That just shows you how low you are that you have to bring that up.
You brought it up first.
You know, but you had to repeat it. You had to rub it back in my face.
No, I just want to show that I pay attention to what you say. I pay attention.
Okay, let's talk about this. You know, the team matchroom and the team Queensbury thing. If you were to bet on one team, guess what? You had to bet on team Queensbury. They won 10-0.
Yeah, and matchroom I think had all the favorites. There was like three favorites that lost. You know, I believe Raymond Ford was favorite. Herkovic was definitely a favorite. You know, those are two underdogs that won, and I believe there was another one. I'm not sure, but I unfortunately I couldn't see most of the card. I was away. I was at a cocktail party here.
No, man, you were like, you were taking selfies on the some penthouse apartment in the Manhattan or some kind of stuff like that. All these people around. Hey, was Diddy there?
No, Diddy was not there.
The impeccable one. Even the impeccable one got the attention that way. I said, "Is Diddy there?" And he raised his finger. Yeah, we wanted to know. Diddy wasn't there, right?
No, Diddy was not there.
Oh, God. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Let's take an early break. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history. Of course, we'll come back after the break and spend some time with Tommy BD, the shot caller for the Sunday show on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We were supposed to play the Rocky theme, but somehow that came out. Sorry about that, Tommy D, but you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, that was sent in by his best friend, Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD, the guy that calls the shots on Saturday. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. That's a great intro. I'm not gonna say it's not. I love it. I kind of like it, you know. So.
I think it's sort of cool. Hey, Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Mike Tyson had an ulcer attack on an airplane and this kind of stuff. I mean, sound like he had a panic attack. You know what I'm talking about? An anxiety attack. Cause I couldn't imagine a stomach ache stopping a plane.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with maybe he's starting to, you know, he's been training and, you know, he's maybe doing it, you know, high tense training. He's not, his body's not ready for that.
No, you know? What's up. A lot of people that smoke weed get on planes and do edibles. You can do edibles and they can go the wrong way on you. Maybe an edible went the wrong way on Mike because, you know, Mike sells edibles. He sells them in the shape of ears. You think I'm kidding?
I really do. I think you're kidding. I can't.
No, no, no. Him and Holyfield were selling the ears together, and they were marijuana gummies.
Oh my God!
You didn't know that was that's old, man. That was a couple years ago. Hey, let's talk about Terrence Crawford. Of course, considered one of the better fighters, pound for pound. He only fights once a year. Does that take away from his so-called pound for pound status?
I think it does. I think, you know, when you have a guy like Inoue that's, you know, been moving up and unifying and being undisputed in different weight classes, you know, and very active, fighting 2-3 times a year, it's hard for him to be number one over Inoue. And now that Usyk just became undisputed and he's now undisputed in 2 different weight classes, you have to kind of put him there at the top 3. So, I mean, you know, is Bud over Usyk as well? I mean, I might want to put Usyk number 2 behind Inoue.
Well, I'm looking at the guy that Bud's going to fight here. Of course, we're talking about August the 3rd down there in L.A. at the BMO Stadium. 10-0, 7 kills, Israel Madrimov. There's nothing on his resume that stands out to me. Am I missing something?
No, this guy, I don't know much about him. I think, you know, the only thing that he has the advantage over Bud is that, you know, he's technically the bigger guy. Bud's coming up in weight, fighting at 154. But other than that, you know, this looks like, you know, a setup fight for Bud to maybe try to capture another title at 154. And, you know, let's see if he tries to unify and, you know, after this and try to become undisputed then. You know, let's see. I want to see how he looks in the ring. And I want to see, you know, if he wins, which he should win, does he fight again this year? I think that's very important for Bud fans, you know, and for the sport of boxing. You know, if he's a number one pound for pound guy, you want to see him more than one time in a year.
That's true, no doubt about that. Of course, that's the BMO Stadium, Los Angeles, August the 3rd. It'll be on some type of television here in the United States. When you spend the $70 on the pay-per-view, was it worth $70? You spent $70 on it. I know the wife was probably going to slap you all over the place, but bottom line is $70 for that. I went over somebody's house.
Well, I want to, you know, full disclosure, you know, I'm an honest man from an honest land. I did not pay for this pay-per-view yesterday because I was away and I had to run into a restaurant just to watch, you know, the last two fights. You know, so I saw the Deontay Wilder fight and the Dubois Herkovic fight. That was it. I missed the other fights. I have to try to catch a replay.
Okay, can you tell me the restaurant name so I can report them for piracy?
Well, I don't know. I'm assuming they paid for it, and I will not say the name of the restaurant on the air.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're having some blast, of course. Oleg Usyk and Tyson Fury are going to do it again. There's nothing that's going to – I don't think there's anything that's going to change in the second time around. I mean, the smaller guy beat the bigger guy. He's going to do it again.
Yeah, I believe so. I think, and it may be more convincingly, I think. You know, so, I mean, they both, you know, felt each other out. They both know what the other guy brings. You know, I expect Usyk to dominate in this rematch.
Okay, you brought up the Japanese superstar, Nanoa Inoue, of course, 27-0, 24 KOs. How big can he get? I mean, he's at 122 right now. Can he go 26-30?
Well, the hope is, I guess what people want is they hoping that he would go up to 130 and maybe get, you know, a big fight with one of the top ranked guys, right? You know, you got Oshaki Forster, you know, I one time they were looking to try to get him to catch weight to fight with Tank Davis, which, yeah, I think is crazy. But at the end of the day, if you really think about it, you know, I know some people are critical of Inoue because he fights mostly in Japan, but he doesn't need anything else. If he's a superstar there in Japan, then if you want to beat the guy, I think you have to go to Japan and beat the guy. So, you know, I don't think, you know, he needs to move up in weight. I think 126 would be good. There's some good fighters at 126. I named one already. You know, he's fighting next week. I'll be there live in the garden, you know, and that's Bruce Shushu Carrington. And Bruce has been talking about Inoue as well. So, you know, I would love to see that fight. You know, I don't think Inoue wants to see that fight personally, but I would love to see it because I think Shushu would be the guy to beat him.
Shakur Stevenson returning home to Newark, of course, in the hood, 21-0, of course, the undefeated 2016 Olympic silver medalist, 12 rounds. The guy he's taking on is by the name of another one of these guys I've never heard of before, Artem Haritaran, 12-1, 7 KOs. Nothing on his resume jumps out. Looks like another stay busy fight.
It's a stay busy fight. He is an Olympian. He's Albanian. I believe he's Albanian. He represented Germany, I think, at the Olympics or in the World Games. And he fought Frank Martin. Some people thought he beat Frank Martin in his last fight. Frank Martin got the decision. He hurt Frank Martin. I think he got dropped by Frank Martin also in that fight. But some people thought that he beat Frank Martin. That was a close fight. So
Timeout, Tommy. I got to bring this up. You talking about this fight with Frank Martin. Your buddy, your number one guy, Tim Cheatham, was a judge there. You know what he scored it?
I can't wait to hear it.
115-112 the other way.
For...
Well, you know, 115-112 for Artem. That's bottom line is, I mean,
it was a split decision. Yeah,
Tim Tittleson.
That might be one of his best scorings, because the fight was really that close.
No, he had a 115-112. Max Luca had a 115-112, and Steve Weisfeld had a 114-113.
Oh, it's unanimous. Okay.
Yeah, all for Frank Martin.
It wasn't a robbery. It was a good fight. It was a close fight. So I think it's a tough fight for Shakur. I expect Shakur to win. You know, it's not going to be as easy as people think. You know, this guy was an Olympian. The guy's tough. You know, he's been there with a guy like Frank Martin, who I believe Frank Martin is a good fighter as well. So, I mean, it's a stay busy fight, but it's not an easy fight. If that makes sense.
Okay. You know who I think is a great fighter? I think he truly is a great fighter as far as his ability, his desire is concerned, his style. Virgil Ortiz. Virgil with an E. What happened to they sort of screwed up on the VIR certificate. That's the way I heard it. Instead of V-I-R, it was V-E-R. Nobody noticed it for a long time. Finally, had to say Virgil. I mean, come on, man. When your first name is misspelled? I mean, what does that say?
I don't know. I just know he has a lot of bad luck when it comes to fights, to pullouts and postponements. Like, he's got another one that, you know, he's supposed to fight Tim Zhu, and they the doctors or somebody said Tim Zhu can't fight because the cut is not fully healed.
I said that.
So this is another, you know. Oh, yeah, but they it's not going to happen.
Well, no. I said that he shouldn't be fighting. Listen, Tim Zhu should take a long time off. We talked about he was on Stitch Duran, the cut man to the stars, is on your show. And, of course, on YouTube. And he said that cut couldn't be stopped with medicine. It had to be stopped with stitches. So, therefore, these guys were trying to do the impossible. And if ever there was a fight that should have been stopped because of blood, that was it. The referee, the doctor, his corner. Why did everybody fail Tim Zhu that night? Everybody.
Everybody failed him, and it's gonna hurt him. It hurts. It's gonna hurt him in his pockets, and now he's gonna be on the show for a little bit longer. So, and then he's gonna have to wait his turn to come back and maybe get another shot.
Okay.
So,
Gervonta Davis, of course, is how can I put this? He says he's the face of boxing. We'd like to see him fight more often. None of these guys seem to be fighting more than once a year or one and a half times a year, maybe two times a year if they can. is that cool? I mean, what's the purpose in that? Are they getting too much money?
They are getting too much money. I think that's definitely the thing. When you're getting too much money, why you don't need to fight again? You made good money for the year, right? And I just think that's, you know, I think that's a mistake, and I think it's bad for boxing. I mean, you know, if he's the one of the face of boxing, which I truly believe he is, you know, because I like Tank Davis. I like what he brings in the boxing ring, you know. But if you're only fighting one time a year, it's like, come on. Like, you know, what are they trying to do? They're trying to make us wait to be eager and then like, oh, man, I got to see the fight now because I haven't seen him in a year. Is that what they're trying to do? I don't know. I want to see these guys fight at least two times a year. Okay. You know, me, I'm greedy. I want three times a year.
Do you know what 5150 of the health and safety code is?
No, I do not.
It's when you're insane, and after when you're a danger to yourself or others. Okay, I think Ryan Garcia is probably pretty close to that. I mean, he's just absolutely nuts. But this week, I read that Dan Raphael printed, and you know, it is what it is. But that the supplements he took contained that banned substance. So therefore, and that the Athletic Commission had approved the supplements in advance. Any merit to that?
Yeah, I saw that too, but I don't think that's official. I think that's what the legal team is saying. I think they're going to have a press conference this week, you know, because I think they have to show proof as to, you know, that it was contaminated.
Okay.
Right? Because here's the thing that the curveball in this. They're saying that the supplements he was taking was contaminated, right? But then they said he took a hair test and that there was nothing in, they didn't find anything. So which one is it? Like, well, it's just...
I always thought the hair test was a long term thing. See, when you test the hair, a couple of times when I've seen drug tests go down for employees and things like that, hair tests are sort of like long term. They sort of go back like 6 months to a year with your hair.
Yeah.
So for the hair to come back negative and this to come back positive, something is definitely amiss here. I just don't know if he was obviously cheating or not.
I don't know either. I don't think we'll ever know. I mean, nobody's ever going to admit to the truth. I mean, another thing is Ryan said at the end of last year, he doesn't even take supplements. So now he's taking supplements. So it's like it's one contradicting the other. Like it's no consistency there. The only consistency we see out of Ryan is lies.
All right.
So, I mean, it's tough to gauge on if he did or if he didn't.
Straight up, Tommy D, stick around after the break. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of TVC or crispy chicken sandwich with 4-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
For sure. I think I'm the face of boxing already. If we being real, I'm down the face of boxing right now. I think that Canelo going out the door, all the top guys, Canelo probably the only one, but he's going out the door, so.
What responsibility comes along with that then, if you're going to take the mantle as the face of boxing in America?
Just, every time I'm in there, just put on a dominant performance, you know, just go out there and put on a great performance. I think that's what make me that star over everybody. Because people be winning, but they be watching them and they be like.
Back there. Oh, wait. It's Tommy D's theme song. Gotta get it right, folks. Believe me, the phone will be ringing, emails, texts, all that kind of good stuff. I don't get that right. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That is the theme music for Sir Thomas Dillamuth. Of course, we are privileged to have him calling the shots here on a Sunday, on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Now, next week, you've been approved for press credentials because you are with Sports Byline. You're going to the Alexander Zayas fight, of course, at the Garden. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, man, I'm pretty excited. This will be the second time we'll get credentials under Sports Byline. And the second time covering Shushu Carrington. He's the co-main event of this fight. And then Xander Zayas. I'm pretty hyped. You know, it's Puerto Rican Day weekend. He's the main event. He's fighting Teixeira. I think that's going to be a tough fight. They're building Xander Zayas. You know, he was signed to Top Rank since he was, like, I think 16 years old. You know, and then there's another guy in the card from the Bronx here, Ofacio Falcone. You know, he'll be fighting in the card. He fights at 130. You know, he'll be there, and, you know, I hope he does well. He's another, you know, young prospect, you know, here in the Bronx, you know, looking forward to move up in the rankings as well. So I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty excited to be there and maybe capture some footage, you know, and present it to you guys here next week.
Are there any superstars on the horizon outside of Zayas as far as Puerto Rico is concerned?
Outside of Puerto Rico's concern right now, I mean, you know, the biggest Puerto Rican superstar right now is probably Amanda Serrano, if you think about it. But other than that, I think Xander's the rising star right now. I mean, he's the guy that they seem to be building up. And, he looks good. He passes the eye test. You know, he's going up in competition. He's fighting a guy. He's decent. He beat a world champion. He has a win against Adames. Adames, I believe, is a 160 champion right now. You know, so it's a good fight for him, and it's a good step up for Xander Zayas. You know, there's some other guys on the card. You know, Tiger Johnson's on the card as well. Another young prospect. He fights a super lightweight division. And then you have this guy, the heavyweight, out of Connecticut, Dominican guy, Ali Feliz. He's making his second pro fight at heavyweight, so I'm excited to see him as well. He's got a bright future. I believe he was supposed to be on the Olympic team, and I believe he passed that down to turn pro. So, you know, and he has a brother. I believe he has a brother as well that fights in the heavyweight division as well.
Okay, why is Bruce Carrington so good?
He's been boxing since he was like 6-7 years old, you know, and he's been around a lot of good. A lot of good boxing champions there in Brooklyn. You know, he's been around Danny Jacobs. He's been around Shannon Briggs, you know, Zab Judah. You know, he's been around a bunch of talent. And there's a lot of good talent that's come out of Brownsville, Brooklyn.
You know, I remember Shannon Briggs, he used to do radio with me. He would do it from the Jewish Athletic Club. He would be swimming at the Jewish Athletic Club. His manager, Mark Roberts, I think, got him in there. But he goes, I remember one time he was on there, he goes, I'm sitting here at the side of the pool. He goes, nobody else wants to get in.
Shannon Briggs is a character.
That's what he said. Yeah. Hey, and he did a few Flintstone vitamins in his time.
From what I've heard, yeah, he has. So, I mean, but he's very, very nice guy. He's very easy to go and talk to. I was privileged and honored to go meet him at the last fight as well, where at Credentials. He was there. We spoke for a little bit. I would love to have him on, you know, YouTube, not you porn, YouTube, you know, to talk with us. But he's doing some good things. He's opening up a gym out here in New York, in Brooklyn. It's a big gym. And he's promoting that he's going to, you know, train fighters. He wants to train them on how to train people on a referee. He wants to train people the business of boxing. If you want to be a manager, he wants people to learn that too. So, you know, pretty interesting what he's doing out there, you know, and what he's opening up out there in Brooklyn.
If Amanda Serrano, now I'm not knocking women's boxing. Everybody knows I'm pretty pro female. I have a daughter. But if Amanda Serrano is the face of Puerto Rican boxing, isn't Puerto Rican boxing semi-dead then or needs mouth-to-mouth resuscitation? Because, you know, I wouldn't call it, you know, I mean, she's not must-watch TV. Zayas might be must-watch TV.
Well, you know, yeah, but I forgot one. There's also Subriel Matias. That's the 140 champion, the IBF
that's
champion.
True.
So that's another guy, and he's much watched TV too, because I believe every win that he's had has been by stoppage. So, you know, so there are some Puerto Rican fighters out there. You remember, Puerto Rico is a small little, you know, Commonwealth island, you know, about 3 million people. So, you know, compared to these other countries with, you know, way more resources. So I think they've done well, you know, as far as the sport of boxing.
I was in Puerto Rico a few years ago. And I was talking with one of the waitresses, and she was making $7.50 an hour. Okay, $7.50 an hour. This is like 2021. $7.50 an hour, and they were charging $18 for a drink.
That's crazy.
No, it's just the exploitation of employees.
Yeah.
I mean, $7.50. I said to myself, $7. It felt like hell. Beans. It would be tough to live on beans and rice at $7.50 an hour, bro.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You'd have to hope that, you know, the tips are pretty good as well. And, you know, if you're in that line of work, but yeah, it's tough.
Okay,
it's a tough living.
All right. So what's up with Canelo Alvarez? You heard that Tank said he's on the way out. Is he on the way out? And what's going to go on? What's his next fight?
Who knows? Because, you know, Canelo picks who he wants to fight. Nobody picks the fights for him but him. So he's, you know, I'm hearing Berlanga.
What kind of crap is that?
Listen, you know, I think Berlanga will be a tough test for him. I think that's not an easy fight. But, you know, listen, it's not what the boxing fans want to see, right? And that's what this is. It's an entertainment. It's a sport, and it's about entertaining the fans. And the fans want to see him fight Benavidez. And that's it. You know, and, you know, he's not making the fans happy. You know, I don't know how the Mexican fans treat him, but I know a lot of the Mexican boxers.
They're making excuses for him like the Republicans make excuses for Trump. Trump was convicted of 34 felonies this week, and some dude told me it's no big thing. That's what he said to me. I said, my brother, if I was convicted of one felony, that means I'm looking at prison time, jail time. Yeah. 34 felonies?
34 counts. I don't even want to go get
no,
to
no,
politics.
We don't need to. We don't need to go now. At least there's some accountability, though. I mean,
yeah, there is. And listen, you got fighters, Mexican fighter like Marquez, you know, guys Morales. These guys are coming out, and these are Mexican legends coming out and saying, you know, saying the right things as far as Canelo's concerned.
Yeah, Canelo said he would put more stock in what Tyson said if Tyson was sober. I mean, you know what? He deserves to be slapped.
Yeah, he really does. I mean, he's been on camera looking, you know, slurring his words and drinking as well in front of camera as well. So, I mean, why even bring that up? That's crazy.
All right.
You know, him in his silk pajamas.
Yeah. Hey, no, here's what's up. This is what really, really irked me, was that he bought Jaime Munguia like a $100,000 car after the fight.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He bought him like some Maserati or some unbelievable car. He paid like $100,000 for it. I mean, come on, man. When's the last time you whooped on somebody and gave him $100,000? Unless, of course, they sort of respected you and kissed your butt.
That's true. And he did take his foot off the gas, you know, because I thought he could have stopped Munguia, and he kind of gave him a pass. He gave him a break. You know, so listen, Canelo is a good fighter. I think he's a great fighter, but he's not giving us what we want to see. You know, show us how great you are and get in the ring and fight the other great fighters or the other supposedly great fighters, you know, and that's the problem I have with Canelo. I respect Canelo. I think he's a great fighter. He's a Hall of Fame fighter. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, he's just not giving us what we want to see in the last 2-3 years.
Yeah, but the Mexican tradition, you know, the Salvador Sanchez fighting Wilfredo Gomez. When Sanchez stepped in there against Gomez, Gomez was 32-0 with a draw and 32 knockouts. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a good Lord. You know what I'm coming? But he stepped, but he took on the challenge, man. And Canelo seems to be reluctant to take on any significant challenge at the age of 32.
Yeah, 33. I just think that's wrong. Look at Roy Jones. Roy Jones stepped up in weight. He didn't have to do that.
Yeah, but
and he paid for it.
I'm just saying. Poor Roy. Poor Roy. Steve Smoker almost got him killed when he fought that guy. Can't think of the guy's name, was over there in Russia. And Steve Smoker, the referee, almost got him killed. Let him take another punch. And I mean, Roy took the cleanest punch you ever saw in your life. You know, saying to myself, good Lord, will Roy ever be able to talk again? You know what? Give Roy some props because he is a pretty good analyst, even though he took those whoopings.
Yeah, that's true. But I use Roy as an example. Maybe it was not a great example, but he's a guy that stepped up in weight. He went all the way up to heavyweight. And then he had to lose the weight and come down, and I think that's what got him.
Yeah, well, he didn't have to do that. That's because he was doing Flintstone vitamins to get to heavyweight.
I have no comment on that. I do not know.
Listen, he beat on Johnny Ruiz. I mean, Johnny Ruiz should have been arrested for impersonating a heavyweight champion. I hate to say it, but he was the first Puerto Rican champion or something like that. I know. We sort of disowned Johnny Ruiz, okay? And when he was at the fights in Vegas, I would yell in the crowd, Johnny Ruiz! Johnny Ruiz! And he would jump up and wave. One night I did it at a Chris Bird fight, I think Chris Bird and David Tua. I did it all night. He must have got up about 10 or 12 times and waved to the crowd.
It's great. He shouldn't have become a heavyweight champion because that first fight with Evander, he should have been stopped.
Hey, I televised that for Don King Productions, me and the Colonel. We were ringside for that at the Paris Hotel, I believe, in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I thought the low blow was missed by Joe Cortez. Said it was a low blow and it wasn't a low blow and this kind of stuff. And gave him some time, gave Ruiz some time. And at the end of the night, I thought that was a bad, bad, bad decision, of course. And that guy Stoney, that Norman Stone, that crazy corner man of Ruiz, he sort of hustled the rematch.
He did, and then they got the rematch. But even then, I think he got hurt also to the body and got some time. But that first one, he would have been stopped. He wasn't going to get up, you know. And they called it a low blow.
Well, I got to kick John. I can't forget. I think it's John Trigger or Dave. So anyway, so the publicist made a lot of money. The guy that was his PR guy, he made a lot of money. I give him props, man. He was just like a little old boxing writer like you and me, hooked up to this guy, and he made a lot of money. So props to him on that. John Ruiz paid people around. Now, pound for pound, if Inoue is the best, and I think he has to be the best, why don't you and I go to Japan for his next fight?
Well, you know, I don't think I'm going to get the pass. I don't think the agent will let me go to Japan. So
I'm expecting her to pay for it. tell her I said that. Tell her, listen.
I'm going to tell her you said that.
No, wait. Listen, the way she throws her weight around everything, I want her to pay for me and you.
Good luck with that. You got a better chance of hitting the lotto.
Oh, come on, man. Listen, and you know, Pedro don't fly coach. I'm like the Bundys. I'm like the Bundys. I don't fly coach. Anyway, Tommy D, you have a good week, man. Much love.
All right, much love, Pedro. I appreciate you. Thank you.
The great Sir Thomas Dillon, of course, you can catch him Friday nights on YouTube at about 11 o'clock Eastern time. But straight up, he has a great time and a great show. Him and Socrates Palmer hook it up on Friday nights. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Guess you didn't tell Dad your family was coming.
Well, he never warns me when he is. So I feel like I owe him nothing.
The Bundys, what can I say? I'll leave it at that. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Danny Dubois, of course, beat Flip Hogovic last night on cuts. Stopped him on cuts. Now 21-2. He's been stopped two times in his career, though. He's got 20 KOs. Looks like he's going to take on Anthony Joshua, of course, the 2012 Olympic gold medalist out of London, of course, former champion. The guy that got stopped by Andy Ruiz. I mean, how can he get beat up by a fat guy? Anyway, lost to, and he beat Ruiz, I think, in a rematch. But the bottom line, I'm not too behind. Anyway, bottom line is, at the end of the day, Joshua never, ever, I think, reached the heights in which he was supposed to. And, of course, taking on Daniel Dubois. Dubois was a bit of an upset winner, so we'll see what happens there. As far as the heavyweight division is concerned, I guess it's on hold until October when Tyson Fury and Oleg Usyk do the rematch. Of course, as far as the rematch is concerned, he's not going to do any better the second time around. He can train hard. He can't probably get any lighter. There's nothing he can do the second time around that he didn't do the first time around. I'm talking about the former champion Tyson Fury. And even though on the calendar, Oleg Usyk is older than Tyson Fury, Fury looks old. He looks like an old, slow guy, a guy that's been getting by on his height. A guy I've talked about that before. 6'9". There's no way in the world anybody should ever get beat if you're 6'9" and you're fighting somebody at 6'2" or 6'3". I mean, just you should be able to, you know, just grit down and knock them down and out. But the bottom line is, that's not the type of fighter he is. Speaking of the heavyweight division right now, of course, Mike Tyson Mike Tyson was going to do better numbers with paper with Netflix. I think he was do better numbers with Netflix, him and Jake Paul, than you can imagine. I do. I think, of course, it's been called off. It was supposed to be July 20th. Mike had some type of, he said, ulcer attack on an airplane, and they had a doctor attend to him when the plane landed and this and that. Listen, Mike had some type of anxiety attack. That's what it sounds like to me. Come on, you get a stomach ache, you don't stop the plane. I mean, you don't get off the plane and have everybody freeze and have medical people rush on the plane. It's not for a stomach ache. At the end of the day, I think he ate something and it sort of turned on him. And the bottom line is, you know, Mike Tyson is Iron Mike Tyson. Listen, hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming up after the bias news. We'll spend some time with retired HBO godfather Larry Merchant, and we'll take a deep dive into the career of Alexis Arguello, the explosive thin man, in his CBS television debut, of course, back in, what was it, 1981, I believe. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned for hour number two after the news. The impeccable one, take it away.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The National Transportation Safety Board said although the gas line was not being used, it was still pressurized and was cut 6 minutes before a huge explosion rocked downtown Youngstown, Ohio.
Preliminary information suggests that work crews were present in the basement of the building for the purpose of clearing out old utility infrastructure. A possible third-party cut to the pressurized service line is a central focus of our investigation to determine the cause of the gas release and subsequent explosion.
NTSB board member Tom Chapman. One person was killed, seven others injured in that explosion. The investigation is expected to take about a week. Hunter Biden's first criminal trial set to start Monday on a federal gun case. Biden pled not guilty to federal gun charges in U.S. District Court for Delaware after being charged with making a false statement in the purchase of a firearm, making a false statement related to information required to be kept by a licensed firearm dealer, and one count of possession of a firearm by a person who was an unlawful user or addicted to a controlled substance. Robert Burke, a retired four-star Navy admiral, arrested yesterday for bribery involving a government contract. Yongchil, Charlie Kim, and Megan Messenger, co-CEOs of a company that's not been named by the DOJ, allegedly took part in the scheme to get a government contract in exchange for Burke getting a position with the company. They were also arrested. Burke, who served as vice chief of naval operations, was once the Navy's second highest ranking officer. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Nearly a year after five people died aboard the Ocean Gate Titan submersible while on a deep sea voyage to the site of the Titanic, entrepreneur and real estate investor Larry Connor has announced plans to do the same. Partnering with Triton Submarine CEO Patrick Leahy, they are planning their own deep sea expedition to demonstrate safety of certified submersibles. He said if you look at submersibles that have been DNV certified, there's never been an accident. If you've ever wanted your own dinosaur, now's your chance. The largest Stegosaurus fossil ever found heading to auction next month with an estimated value of up to $6 million. The specimen, known as Apex, was excavated near Colorado's Morrison Formation, close to the town of Dinosaur. But the Sotheby's sale next month is also stirring up a debate about whether or not dinosaur fossils should be sold to private collectors. A Louisiana student has beaten the odds and graduated high school at the top of his class while living in a homeless shelter. Elijah Hogan, 19, started his high school career dealing with remote classes at the height of the pandemic, and he just wrapped up his senior year. Elijah will be headed to Xavier University of Louisiana in the fall, where he hopes to major in graphic design. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round nine, and if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to four.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but never duplicated. I've been knocking out bumps, get this, for close to four decades. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and an award-winning boxing writer. So allegedly, supposedly, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? You're the one buying the pay-per-views. You're the one that saw the heavyweight fights, of course, coming to you last night from Saudi Arabia in the main event. Deontay Wilder failed miserably, and of course, his career is over. The 2008 Olympic bronze medalist out of Alabama, Mobile, Alabama, to be exact, of course. Well, that's what he calls home. He can go back home now. He's made a lot of money. He's been good for the game of boxing, no doubt about that. But last night, wow, Zil Zhang. What can I say? The Chinamen are the Chinese gentlemen, the Chinese national, of course, now 21-22, something like that. He's got a lot of stops, man. The guy's a big fighter. I thought he was just too big for his own good. I'm talking about undisciplined and fat. But guess what? He's got his act together. You got to give him some props. Last night, he was on, no doubt about that. And, of course, one of the co-features, Daniel Dubois, twice beaten heavyweight, of course, twice stopped heavyweight, came back and won on cuts over Flip Hogovic. Hogovic was a 5-1 favorite going in, so things do happen. In fact, a lot of the underdogs last night, all the underdogs lost. I think Queen's Room beat Match Room or something like that. By 10 to zip, sort of like a 5-5 type of thing. They thought they would go split down the middle, but the bottom line is it wasn't a split. They shut him out. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll spend some time with Larry Merchant about 20 minutes past the hour. Outside of that, Alexis Arguello, 40 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We get in this car, we're driving. We're heading close to Texas. I said, let's pull over for the night. He goes, no, you just need to close your eyes for a little bit. I'll keep driving. And I'm like, macho. He goes, I'm okay. I won't go speed. I said, okay. And I fall asleep. I don't know how long I was closed my eyes, but it wasn't long. He taps me on my shoulder. He goes, hey, I need money for the toll. And I'm like, the toll. And I open my eyes and I see the border. We're on the line to the border into Mexico. I'm like, what are you doing? The patrol looks, and they wait for us to go into the security check. And I'm like, it's okay, macho, no problem. I'll take care of this. Let me talk. He goes, yeah, but that's not the problem. I got a little present in the trunk. I got a kilo in the trunk. And I said, okay, macho, put the top down. It was a convertible, Jack. And I need you to do macho time right now, right here. He puts the top down. He jumps up out of this car. He jumps onto the hood of this $90,000 Jag, and he stands up and he's screaming, where's Chavez? Everybody went crazy. The Border Patrol comes. Everybody started, Camacho! The Border Patrol guy passes me with a dog. The dog goes crazy. The dog starts barking and scratching. I look in the rearview mirror, and the Border Patrol takes the dog and hits him on the nose. He goes, shut up, that's Camacho!
The Macho Man, Hector Camacho, may he rest in peace now, 12 years, 79-6, 38 KOs, of course, stopped by some gangsters in Puerto Rico doing the Colombian dust. That was his downfall, no doubt about that. One point in time, I think it was about the year 2000. We were in Puerto Rico. He was supposed to fight in Carolina, Puerto Rico, and he wasn't at the arena. And I mean, we're like, the fight card is going on. We're like doing the TV, right? We did the intro, the whole nine yards, and the promoter comes to me and says, "Guess what? Camacho's not coming. I don't know what to do." We said, What do you mean Camacho's not coming? You don't know what to do." He goes, "Well, we're gonna have to issue refunds." I said, "Well, refunds?" He goes, "And you're not getting paid." I said, "Wait." And that was the most important thing to me. I'm not getting paid. You gotta be kidding me. I've been here like a month and a half. Supposed to get 10 grand. Anyway, he said, "No, you're going to get paid. If Camacho doesn't show up, you don't get paid." So anyway, I went back to the hotel. I begged Camacho to come. I banged on his door. He didn't want to answer for a while. Finally, he opened up the door. There was cocaine on the table. He was talking smack. He didn't want to do it. He was too high to go fight. Took another snort of cocaine, blah, blah, blah. I said to him, "Listen, man, you know my ex-wife. You know what a bitch she is. You talked to her one time on the phone. Remember that?" And he didn't remember that. He goes, "Yeah, I remember." I go, "You know she's going to get me. If I don't come back with the child support, they're going to take away my driver's license." He goes, "Okay." Took one more snort, and he left for the arena. Of course, he knocked out. I take that back. A technical draw ended the fight with Jorge Vaca, the former WBC welterweight champion, in the second round. But that is the Macho Man, Hector Camacho. May he rest in peace. Now, last night, of course, big fights abroad of the Zeal Zhang, of course, foremost, without a doubt, winning that fifth round knockout of Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder went out on his shield. You got to give him props. So that's the way he wanted to go. But he was, you know, he was like 37 going on 90. I mean, that's what he looked like. He was like 150 years old. He just didn't. He had nothing last night. And light wasn't right. He gave up 68 pounds to Zhang. I don't know if I would have given up 68 pounds to Zhang, because I think part of the strategy in beating Zhang is to smother him, make him get tired, make him work. Make that 285, 282 pounds yesterday officially, but probably about closer to 300 pounds come fight time. But I wanted to make that guy work. That's how you get him. That's how you beat him. You get him tired. But the bottom line is, you know, Deontay Wilder just doesn't have anything left him. At the bottom line is 2008 Olympic bronze medalist. May he rest in peace as far as a professional boxer is concerned. But he's made a decent amount of money, and without a doubt, you know, He's been a credit to the game. He just has. I mean, you can't knock him. You can't. I mean, he's 42 knockouts and 43 wins. You can't knock him for that. But the guy you can knock will be on TV next week, and I think they're going to try to push this on pay-per-view. Don King, you got to be kidding me. Adrian Broner, that's right, the world's greatest promoter, Don King, is going to put on Adrian Broner and Blair Cobbs. Blair Cobbs is supposed to lick Adrian Broner, but the bottom line is who knows until they step into the ring. In fact, on the poster for the fight, it's supposed to be on some type of DK pay-per-view. Of course, I've done a few of those in the past with the world's greatest promoter back when he was the world's greatest promoter, like the Johnny Ruiz Vander Holyfield fight at the Paris Hotel back in the day. But anyway, bottom line is Broner and Blair supposed to be the main event, but on the poster, he had this fight listed at the bottom. It says it'll happen if Broner shows up. So evidently, according to Fight News, June the 7th, Adrian Broner is supposed to show up against Blair Cobbs in a welterweight main event. Also on the 7th, of course, Oscar Collazo versus Gerardo Zabata for the WBO 105-pound title. Who really wants guys fight? I really don't want to watch guys fight at 105 pounds. 105 pounds, you should probably be riding a horse, being a jockey. June the 8th, of course, Puerto Rico's superstar. I'm talking about Xander Zayas. What is that, 16 and zip, something like that? And you're taking on Patrick Cazera. Cazera is going to get lit up like the White House Christmas tree. That'll be a big fight. Of course, that'll be on ESPN the 14th. Abbas Baru taking on Macaulay McCowan. Super welterweight, June 14th on The Zone. Speaking of The Zone, I think the price went up again, man. Those guys should be arrested. You know what? And now I know why people want to say, I don't steal The Zone. I don't steal it. I mean, I don't steal The Zone. I don't steal ESPN Plus. That's not saying, I'm not trying to admit I steal anything. What I'm trying to say is I don't steal that, okay? I pay for that. But the price keeps going up and going up and going up. I think it costs more than any porn site. I mean, when it costs more than porn and it's boxing, I think we got a problem with that. Anyway, bottom line is, it is what it is. June 15th, also on His Own, aforementioned Subriel Matias, of course, the IBF 140-pound champion. Good-looking fighter, no doubt about that. He can crack. He is Puerto Rico's superstar on the on the cusp. We'll see. According to Tommy D, our shot caller, an hour number one, Subriel Matias is a guy to watch from Puerto Rico. Taking on Lion Paralis in defense of the IBF 140-pound title. Now, the 15th, on pay-per-view. Of course, another one of these pay-per-views brought to you by Amazon pay-per-view. What does that mean? I don't know. Anyway, Gervonta Davis taking on Frank Martin. David Benavidez, the heir apparent to greatness, if he would ever, ever, ever get a chance with Canelo Alvarez. Canelo won't give him the chance. Canelo says he weighs too much. Listen, as long as he weighs 168 on the scale, that's really all that matters when you weigh in, right? But if he gains too much weight, okay, Benavidez says, I'll do a weight hydration clause for you. I can't gain X amount of weight, according to you and I, if we sit down and negotiate a poundage. But the bottom line is Canelo doesn't want to negotiate anyway. Gervonta Davis against the aforementioned Frank Martin. Frank Martin's Hearn's a good fighter. Of course, that one loss, somewhat controversial. But the bottom line is WBA, a lightweight title on the line between a once-beaten Frank Martin and an undefeated Gervonta Davis. Gervonta Davis on like 27-0, 30-0, 28-0, you know, almost all knockouts. But he is the real deal, no doubt about that, if you would be a little more active. Now, the aforementioned David Benavidez taking on Oleg Govodnik. That's for the WBC interim light heavyweight title. Govodnik hasn't been really active as far as world-class opposition is concerned since he lost to Artur Bedivev about 2 years ago. Some people say he sort of quit in that fight. I wouldn't go that far. The Peacock coming back with boxing on June the 15th. Chris Billum-Smith versus Richard Rehkoboth. That's for the WBO 200-pound title, cruiserweight title. June 21st, Rafael Espinosa and Sergio Chirino. That's for the WBO featherweight title. Looks like the WBO is getting some play, huh? June 22nd, DAZN, Tyler Denny versus Felix Cash, European middleweight title. I guess we go across the pond for that. And the 29th, always looking forward to an appearance by Teofimo Lopez. I mean, he, you know, win or lose, he's exciting. There's no doubt about that. He is the current WBO junior welterweight champion. Of course, the Josh Taylor, who lost a fortnight ago to Jack Catterall. Of course, Jack Catterall beat Josh Taylor the first time around. They really screwed Jack Catterall over. And, of course, he didn't get a rematch for like almost 2 years. And when he did get the rematch, he beats Catterall and, of course, doesn't get the money. It ain't worth what it was 2 years ago because the bottom line is Catterall gave up all the titles. At one point in time, Catterall had like four belts at 140 pounds. And he gave them all up and kept the WBO belt and, of course, lost that and eventually to Teofimo Lopez. That was a bit of a surprise. Now, the 29th, for you boxing freaks, pound for pound, I'm not into flyaways. I mentioned it a little bit earlier, like 105 pounds, 112 pounds. These guys should be riding horses, okay? Being jockeys, not being fighters, because you really can't crack at 112 pounds with an 8-ounce glove. I mean, think about that. Talk about a laborious task. You got to fight with an 8-ounce glove, and you weigh 112 pounds, but yet the guy fighting at 270 pounds, he wears a 10-ounce glove, so the glove's only 2 ounces bigger. I keep saying this over and over again. I'm not trying to be repetition. I'm just trying to tell you like it is. That just doesn't make sense in the world of boxing. Anyway, June 29th, Jesse Bam Rodriguez, undefeated WBC flyweight champion, 112 pounds, moved up to 115, taking on Juan Francisco Estrada, a longtime champion at 115. Of course, he beat Chocolito not once but twice, but the bottom line is this is going down June the 29th. This should be a pretty good fight, no doubt about that. And I'm not big on guys that small, but Jesse Rodriguez is the exception to the rule. He truly is the exception to the rule. Somehow he can crack with those big 8-ounce gloves at 112 pounds now at 115. We wish him the very best luck. That should be a good fight. DAZN, June 29th. So I guess DAZN sort of worth the price. You're getting quantity on DAZN. You're getting lots of fights on DAZN. I don't know if you're getting quality, but you're getting lots of fights. Speaking of DAZN, July the 6th, Johnny Fisher and Alex Bebek, heavyweights going at it. And the 6th, of course, from ESPN, Newark, New Jersey, Shakur Stevenson, the undefeated 2016 Olympic silver medalist, taking on the once-beaten Artem Harudian. Anyway, WBC lightweight title on the line. No big thing there because the bottom line is Shakur needs to step up. Shakur's got some issues. I don't know what it is, the personal issues or street issues or whatever it is, but he's not reaching the zenith. That last fight he had was terrible. He stunk out the arena, no doubt about that, and they were booing him. And when they're booing the favorite, the A side, we got a problem. On the same card, the aforementioned Oshaki Foster, right? Tommy D mentioned him in hour number one, taking on Robson Canseco. Canseco, of course, the guy that got the shaft against Oscar Valdez a couple years ago. Then he came back and he fought Valdez and lost, I believe, in a rematch. But the WBC super featherweight title is on the line July the 6th. July the 13th, wow, I'm going to have some problems with this name. IBF and WBO middleweight titles. I'm splitting up the 160-pound title again. Anyway, Janibek Aluminuni taking on A. They don't even put this guy's name. A. Milovitis. Anyway, bottom line is who cares. July 13th, last fight before we go to break, Boots Ennis, the undefeated welterweight, of course, defending the IBF welterweight title. I sort of gave him that title against Cody Crowley. Cody Crowley is going to lit up like the White House Christmas tree. I mean, Cody's a good fighter, but Boots Ennis, I think, is in a different world right now. Of course, Terrence Crawford wants no part of him. He moved up to 154. The bottom line is when you guys got moving up in weight, when you got guys moving up in weight on you, they're scared of you, no doubt about that. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Everybody you name are with me for money and for what they can get. I don't have no friends. I wrote a poem that says, friendship is a priceless gift that cannot be bought nor sold, but its value is far greater than a mountain made of gold. For gold is cold and lifeless. It can neither see nor hear. And in time of trouble, it is powerless to cheer. Gold, it has no ears to listen, no heart to understand. It cannot not bring you comfort or reach out a helping hand. So when you ask God for a gift, be thankful if he sends, not diamonds, pearls, or riches, but the love of real, true friends. See, friends are very rare.
Perhaps one of the greatest orators of the 20th century, of course, talk about Muhammad Ali, former three-time world heavyweight champion. So we go from one heavyweight champion to another heavyweight champion and bring in the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing pretty well, my old guy.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. Did you get a chance to see that fight last night?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't miss a whole lot. Zil Zhang stopped Deontay Wilder. Deontay's seen better days, of course, going out in the fifth round. But a Chinese national, Larry, coming on the scene as far as being the preeminent challenger for the world heavyweight title, that's interesting because I did the first boxing card back in 1993 since Mao took over in 1949, and that was a bit of an experience. But, you know, we thought that they were only coming over to that boxing event because we had Ali. Now boxing is the mainstream now in China.
Well, it's an international sport. The big heavyweight fight a couple of weeks ago was a kind of international version of Ali Frazier in terms of the audience and the show, the event. So times change, and if China wants to get in on the deal, that could be good for boxing. Have a 200 more million viewers.
You know, I listen, I mean, when we went over there, we negotiated a television deal in 1994 with the People's Republic of China, and I was in the room, and I never forget what they said. They said to me, if you come out with less than 4 cents, you're a dead man. Basically, that's what they tell me business-wise. So when I'm in there with somebody, and this lawyer is negotiating back and forth. He's doing the Chinese translation. So I ended up with 2 cents or a penny and a half, and I came out and said, they only gave me a penny and a half. And the Chinese man told me, don't let little money stand in the way of big money, Pedro. Either take the cent and a half per unit or don't take anything. So I went out and told them a cent and a half. They patted me on the back and said, that's what we expected. So in other words, the Chinese government, very tough guys to deal with as far as business is concerned. But they beat Pedro down, without a doubt. In 1994, I thought that was my day in the sun there. But I ended up getting a cent and a half per unit instead of 3.5 cents, or 4 cents per unit is what we wanted. That was the first version of sort of pay-per-view in China. Anyway, changing subjects. Back to the world heavyweight champion, Oleg Usyk. Does he beat Tyson Fury easier in a rematch? Isn't that the way it usually goes down in boxing? The rematch, the guy that wins the first fight wins the second fight even easier?
That's usually the case. Mm-hmm. I'll be rooting for a trilogy. We'll see what happens. How big the second fight is, I imagine it will be at least as big as the first one was. And what happens if Fury comes out and doesn't size up his opponent for the first several rounds and pulls it out?
Okay.
So, I would favor Usyk, but we'll see what the mentality of Fury is, because that goes a long way to showing what his physical condition is and how hard he's trying.
Okay, I asked you, a couple of weeks ago, and you, of course, your people are from Ukraine. You have Ukrainian blood in you. I asked you a couple weeks ago, why is it that Vladimir Putin is such a big guy within the Republican Party in this country? And you didn't really have an answer for that. Have you got one today? I mean, why is it the head of our biggest enemy is sort of like in cahoots, or the Republicans like him? I don't get that. Can you explain that to me?
Well, China's a big country, a very big country, and it produces a lot of things through cheap labor for prices that can't be had in America.
$10 iPhones.
That's just the way it is.
No, Larry, I get it with the Chinese, but why is it that Putin is considered somewhat of a hero and certain people in the United States? I mean, Putin's popularity is not that bad here amongst 30% of the country.
Well, 30% means 70% the other way. Let's remember that.
Okay.
But 30% probably comes almost wholly from Republican supporters. And some people just like a guy who gets elected a lot and is a presumed winner.
And he's white. I think that has something to do with it, too, as well. Anyway, bottom line is, it is what it is, of course, the situation in the Ukraine. Larry, when you look at the situation in Ukraine, will there be some type of a peaceful ending to this, or are these guys going to fight forever?
Well, forever is a long time.
Okay.
But I think there will be a settlement, ultimately. And the question just becomes, what that settlement is. I think, Russia is so much of a bigger country, has so many more military objects, mm-hmm. subjects, that eventually they will wear down the Ukraine, or the Ukraine will stretch it out and make it so uncomfortable that they have to sit down and work a deal.
Okay. August the 3rd, there's boxing in L.A. at the BMO Theater. I don't even know what that is, but the BMO or something like that. Anyway, August the 3rd, Terrence Crawford and Israel Madrigal. If I come down there and take you along, you want to go?
Possibly.
All right. Think about that.
Isn't that a big event with a lot of good undercard fights?
I think it should be a pretty good event. Terrence Crawford, of course, and Israel Madrigal. That's the main event, but it'll be the Amazon Prime is part of one of their pay per view series. It's going to take place at the BMO Theater. Do you even know where the BMO Theater is, Larry? I don't. Do you?
No, I've heard a lot about it, but I haven't got a clue.
Okay, listen, you have a wonderful weekend. Hug the godmama for me. Say hello for me. No doubt about it. And hopefully you and I can get together before August. But August 3rd, circle that day on your calendar for me.
Just remember, in baseball terms,
yeah,
we just had a politician go 0-34.
Oh, that's what I wanted to bring up. All right, so that's, yeah. So 34 felony counts, and everybody's saying, take it back, 30% of the country saying it was no big thing.
Well, for his presumed followers, most of them believe anything he says, and so they're going to follow him. It's a question of how the fractions will turn out during the election. If it moves, say, 5% or 7% of the vote, in the contested state.
You know, Larry, you and I remember him doing his boxing thing back in the day, and good Lord, him and Don King get together. It was the worst duo we've ever seen on stage. But the bottom line, it is what it is. You have a good week. Say hello to the Godmama hugger for me again. August the 3rd, sir.
Okay, have a great day. Bye.
Great. Larry Merchant, of course, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. On the other side of the break, I'm going to go deep on Alexis Arguello. The reason why I want to go deep on Alexis Arguello is, of course, Alexis was a wonderful champion, a good man. He was mentally insecure, though. He had some insecurities, and a lot of that was brought on by the fact that when he lost to Aaron Pryor in 1982, I believe, yeah, when he lost to Aaron Pryor in 1982, he lost via bad, how can I put this? They took the stuffing out of the gloves. They messed with the hand wraps. They did all kinds of stuff. Bottom line is they cheated him on that. He never ever was able to shake that mentally or emotionally. But we'll go into Alexis Arguello's career in depth after the break. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The impeccable one is in today. Of course, we're talking about Bailey Peck. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let's talk about your career just for a second. Hagler, Monzon, Robinson, this and that, Hopkins, okay? Where do you put yourself in those names?
If I'm in the top four, top five in history, I'm satisfied. And I don't mind if I'm four, if it's four. I don't mind if I'm five, if it's five. Because these guys' legacy and their era should be and will be respected. And I just want to be respected for my era. So if it's four, you know, and the number's four, then be mentioned in the name of Ray Robinson and Marvin Hagler, Pedro, and Ray Leonard. Hey, to be mentioned in that, how many middleweight fighters that came that was also good? The Julian Jacksons of the world. And I can go to a lot of Mike Got McCollum, Magambi. You didn't mention those names. And to be mentioned in the top four and the top five, wherever you put me at, wherever history put me at, I am grateful and humble to be there.
The Executioner, former world middleweight champion Bernard Hopkins out of the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, of course, now a promoter with Oscar De La Hoya and his Golden Boy promotion. Of course, he was the one that said Harvey Dock, the referee, of course, a fortnight ago was Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney, that the referee, a black referee, was doing something for the brother, something like any. Bottom line is Bernard's not afraid to speak his mind, no doubt about that. Now, let's go back in time, 1982. Alexis Arguello, of course, the explosive thin man, a champion 126 pounds, champion 130 pounds, champion 135 pounds, stepping up to 140 to take on Aaron Pryor for the WBA junior welterweight title. Pryor was undefeated. You know, I mean, Alexis had lost a couple of fights coming up, but, you know, he was champion in three divisions. I mean, bottom line is people thought he was the prohibitive betting favorite going into this fight until they realized that Panama Lewis was in the corner, because Panama Lewis played a big role in that. I'll talk about that afterwards, but here's a special on Alexis Arguello.
In Nicaragua, they love their boxing, and you don't have to look far at all to find a match or two on any Saturday night. There have been lots of local heroes here at the Cranshaw Outdoor Stadium, names like Kid Pascualito, Nacho Lamelli, Tancasito Gonzalez. It is a boxing-crazed country. And if you can't make it out for a couple of beers and a long card, you can listen to the action on the local radio station. It used to be they never had much to cheer about in this Central American country, but they do now. Because this is the homeland of Alexis Arguello.
In fact, it was here in this outdoor boxing ring in central Managua where Alexis Arguello had his very first professional fight. For his work, he earned himself $40. But more importantly, he earned the respect of the Nicaraguan boxing experts who looked up into the night at that skinny little kid in the ring and said, "Finally, we have our champion."
In Miami now, training for his 80th and perhaps most important professional fight. He is in pursuit of something that has never been done before, a fourth world title. He is obsessed. There are no distractions in this broken-down neighborhood gym in Miami. No loud music to pump him up. No cheering section to massage his ego. No, this is far too serious. He talks to nobody. Conditioning is everything. A boxer's body is his weapon. Conditioning. This is a time for intensity, not levity. The laughing and joking is for outside the gym.
What a hand.
This is the Alexis Arguello fight fans don't and wouldn't pay to see. He's a nice guy. Gentle, compassionate, a family man.
The main thing is I'm going to give a good education.
Pretty good storyteller, laughs at everybody else's.
I don't tell bad jokes in this company.
You look at him and you say to yourself, this is the guy who slam dunks professional fighters into the mat?
I know.
This guy has had 62 knockouts?
Your friends like this, who needs enemies?
This is the great and feared Alexis Arguello? Don't be fooled. This act stops at the ropes. Inside, Dr. Jekyll turns into Mr. Hyde.
I've only seen one other fighter that had this effect on his opponent. That was Joe Louis. He was so mild-mannered and so soft-spoken outside the ring.
He disarms people, but when he gets in the ring and he hits them for the first time, they cannot believe how strong he is.
They have no idea until they get hit that first shot. And no matter where it hits them, anywhere, then they know. They know, wow, what am I in here with?
Arguello all over him. Boschetti desperately trying to stay on his feet. What a display. The referee has stopped.
After the beatings, there is always the Alexis Arguello trademark. Console the opponent. The nice guy reappears. It's been that way since he took his first title away from Ruben Olivares in 1974, and since then he's collected two more with a stunning 76-4 record. He's been around long enough to even knock out kids who idolized him when they were growing up. 76-4, three world titles. You'd think he'd be a household name. He isn't, not yet.
I swear to God, if I born in America, and the American people is not that easy. You have to prove. You have to go prove, step by step, who you are. Leonard to win two titles, to have less fight than I got, is Jesus. Now with me, with 80 fight, three world titles. That's the only difference. I'm not American.
Well, last year he went into the ring with one of America's favorites, Boom Boom Mancini, who was trying to get the title his father never got when he was a fighter. In the end, Arguello almost came out the bad guy. But when it was over, fight fans across America were treated to something they seldom see.
You two guys are a credit to what it's all about. Here is the challenger, Ray Mancini. Come on in here.
Good.
That's what we're talking about.
Thank you, sir.
Ray Mancini.
I love you, father. That's the most beautiful thing you have, like I have my father. Take good care of you.
While Ray Mancini's father watched the fight at ringside, Arguello's father was at home in Nicaragua. He still lives in the same house in Managua where Alexis was born. And on a Sunday morning, there are almost always visitors, and the conversation most always is about that skinny kid who used to live here.
I can never take that part of my life away from me. Never. Not even if I want to do it.
Alexis grew up in this neighborhood, and while his father made and repaired shoes, his mother delivered them. It was here in these streets where Alexis Arguello had his first fights, the ones with no ring, bell, ref, or gloves. Not the kind of place many people are able to break out of. Those things are usually for movies, books, and Alexis Arguello.
In really life, there's only two ways you can do it. It's you're doing good or doing bad. It's nothing in between. In a movie, you can project the end. But in life, I mean, if you take good care of yourself, nothing could happen.
Gunfire is the only sound to be heard as citizens stay indoors and the general business strike continues.
While he was away fighting, something did happen. The government was overthrown in a bloody revolution, and the old neighborhood turned into a war zone.
Nicaragua's
Sandinista guerrillas today savored a total victory over Anastasio Somoza.
What the Sandinista government inherited was a country still trying to recover from the 1972 earthquake that killed thousands. For Arguello, this turn of events didn't fit in with his black and white world of training and conditioning. His younger brother was killed in the war, and in death became a national hero. Even had an avenue named in his honor. And the price Arguello paid? His family torn apart, never to be reunited. The gym he built for the neighborhood kids was seized by the government. And to add insult to injury, the Sandinistas outlawed professional boxing. And even worse, they named Arguello's gym for his brother, tying the Arguello name to the revolution Alexis didn't support. They took everything, seized his dream home, evicted his mother and sister at gunpoint. Arguello will not return to see what is left over, the poverty, the people waiting and watching for a better life that never came as promised. Even though he hasn't been home in 3 years, he hasn't been forgotten. In the marketplace, they still sell Alexis Arguello T-shirts with an imprint of optimism showing four crowns, not three. It is as though he never left.
He's a national hero now, but if Alexis sometime comes to Nicaragua, I can guarantee you that maybe 200,000 or 300,000 of people is going to the airport to receive him.
Quite frankly, Arguello is afraid to go home.
Just think about that 200,000 people. To kill a man, just be just one. You know, the government can send somebody in the airport, a good gun.
Do you think that happened?
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Do you worry about that up here? Do you think that they would send somebody up here?
Oh, yeah. I miss my family a lot, but, you know, just I cannot come back to my country for the problem. You know, they want to stay there. They've been living in there for all his life, you know.
His mother tried living with Arguello in the States, but didn't like Miami, so now she sits at home with her memories.
Is it hard for you all the time because Alexis is gone?
But he is a knockout victim by the champion Alexis Arguello, who has successfully defended his championship for the third time.
Well, right now, I have the respect for my country, because I'm a Nicaraguan, but I have a respect for this country. And all in my life, America would be part of my history.
The Alexis Arguello story always brings us back here to Nicaragua, an embattled country still trying to get over the earthquake, still trying to get past the revolution, which produced its own political heroes and martyrs. But you have to understand, there's only been one ídolo, one idol. Alexis Arguello is their national hero. And despite the millions, the Mercedes, the yacht, all the trappings of American success, Arguello will never forget Nicaragua. In fact, he will never forget this place, the ring where he had his very first professional fight. And back then, it was a basic struggle for survival.
So there he is, working for something nobody has done before. Four titles. And in his black and white world, confident, he'll get it. Pat O'Brien, CBS Sports.
The explosive thin man, Alexis Arguello, may he rest in peace. Of course, he won the first championship, wow, back in the day, 1974, in November 1974, when he beat Ruben Olivares for the WBA 126-pound title, his featherweight championship. Then he came back in 1978, December of 1978, and beat Alfredo the Snake Man Escalera of Puerto Rico, beat him for the 130-pound title, and of course came back in 1981, he beat Jim Watt for his last championship. June 20th, 1981, he beat Jim Watt over a 15-round decision for the WBC lightweight championship, 150 pounds before the WBC went to 12 rounds. Anyway, the bottom line is Alexis was a good guy. And, you know, he talked about dying. You heard him talk about, like, going back to his country and getting shot. Well, that's eventually what happened. He went back to Nicaragua, and they eventually killed him. He was elected mayor of Managua, which is like the country's capital. And he talked to me about 17 days, something like that, 17 to 20 days before he died. And we talked about coming back to the Managua, because I had been down there with him before. And we talked about going back to Managua, how he was a mayor and how things had changed and this and that, blah, 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 blah. Bottom line is, they tried to say that he committed suicide. I don't think he committed suicide. I don't think so. I think on July 1st, 2009, I think he was killed by the Sandinistas. I really do. I think that he opposed the political party was in control, and they had done some. They had slept together, and that's how Alexis ended up becoming mayor. But the bottom line is, I think he sort of turned his back on them, and they said, you know what, you can't turn your back on us. So they killed him. They shot him twice through his front door. That's what I was told. The Sandinistas could deny that. The Nicaraguan government tried to say it was a suicide, but those close to Aguayo, including his daughter, Dora, and his other sons affirmed that he was killed by Ortega's, that's right, the former president, Ortega's regime, because of becoming progressively disenchanted with the fact that the Sandinista government was like a communist government, didn't like socialism. Anyway, bottom line is, may he rest in peace, the great Alexis Arguello.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
You know, Dr. Fernandez is not big on the USC because of the fact that I think those guys are abused. I mean, you know, the most they make is like a couple hundred grand. I mean, you know, Francis Ngannou made $500,000 with the USC. That was his biggest payday. Guess what? He went into boxing. He made $50 million in two fights. $20 million for the first one, $30 million for the second one. More power to him. Anyway, last night, the USC was rocking and rolling in the main event. The lightweight champion, Islam Makhachev, defeated Dustin Poirier. Dustin Poirier, the former champion, of course. Dustin Poirier going out in the fifth round with a submission and Bravo choke, whatever the hell that is. Bottom line is, on the same card, Sean Strickland beat Paulo Costa. Kevin Holland beat Michael Arzavuk. Nick Price beat Alex Moreno. And Randy Brown beat a guy by the name of Ilizu Santos. Outside of that, I don't see any other big names on the card. Of course, this is Dana's pimping athletes off. That's all he does. I mean, come on, man. These guys made $500,000 last night. This was on pay-per-view. You know, went around the world. So you imagine it generated $100 million, okay, in revenues through international broadcast, pay-per-view, domestic feeds, all that kind of good stuff. You know, the internet, all that stuff. Imagine, maybe $100 million. The guy's going to get maybe at the most $500,000. Come on, man. Dana White's a pimp, no doubt about that. Speaking of pimps, Don King, the world's greatest promoter, comes back the 7th of next month, of course, with Adrian Broner. Why do I call him a pimp? Because in his older days, he's not Don King anymore. He's like a reasonable facsimile or like a cartoon character of what Don King used to be. I mean, he just is. I mean, trying to put on these fight cars and come on, Don, they're trash. And to call them trash is a bit of a compliment. At the end of the day, the world's greatest promoter is no longer the world's greatest promoter. So who is boxing's number one promoter? We'll talk about that in depth next week. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to thank the impeccable one for making the trek and coming in today. Of course, he is the incomparable Bailey Peck. I want to thank him from the bottom of my heart. He's a great guy. Outside of that, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Stay tuned for next week's show, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Everyone concerned.